naših izbranih pet.
Torej, v današnji oddaji VIP vaših izbranih pet bo glasbo izbiral stand-up komik in voditelj šova Slovenija Ima talent, Vid Valič, ki ga prav lepo pozdravljam na drugi strani. Vid, živjo?
Živjo.
Greva najprej na ta omenjeni šov in prvo me zanima, letos oddajo vodiš skupaj s bratom Domnom. Kako sta se ujela?
Ba, mi da sta se ujela, veš kaj, mi da se poznava že skoraj celo svoje življenje in se ujamemo se že od začetka in zdaj tudi prav fane bo dobiti malo sveže energije na že vtečen projekt.
Ja, ga ni bilo težko kaj izdresirati, ne?
Ne, mah kje, on se je že sam dresiral dovolj časa, da je zdaj že prišel že ves dresiran in pripravljen na izziv. Itak mi pa všeč to pri mojemu bratu, da je to spodobno, kakor jaz, da se rad vržal vodo, pa se potem še nauči dodatno plavati.
Se pravi, v bistvu ni bila nobena taka čudna reakcija, ko si izvedel, da bo tvoj brat sovoditelj?
Ne, jaz sem bil navdušen. Mene so v bistvu vprašali, kaj si mislim o tem in sem rekel, kaj vi mislite, da si mislite, da mislim o tem. Pa je bilo samo vprašanje, kako ga bom lož zafrkavo, da je zdaj na sveže, pa da je nov, pa da ne zna voditi, pa to. Ker je bilo težko, zaradi tega, ker je itak že znov te stvari delati.
Koliko so pustili te zafrkancije, kaj kar gledamo zdaj, recimo, je kar nekaj, ne?
Ja, definitivno. Mi da se odnos tudi razvila čez te audicijske oddaje in je super, vam prišlo vse to čist nek ta organsko, kako mi dva delujeva, ko začneva nekaj skupaj delati, ker to je bil najen prvi tak velik skupaj projekt, najprej nismo še nič tazga počela skupaj.
Ja, dejansko zgleda, kot da se res poznata že celo življenje, ne?
Ja, v bistvu jaz ga poznam že vse svoje življenje, on mene, on mene pozna že vse svoje življenje.
On, ja,
ne,
on.
Še dve leti prej, ja, da kruh spoznava druge.
Vid, vsi vemo, da si zelo uspešen, če ne najbolj uspešen stand-up komik v Sloveniji. Kje te lahko zdaj vidimo?
Ej, najprej hvala za kompliment. Mislim, da bi tle še malo rezerve. Ampak zdaj imamo v kavarni Union. Sem spet začel, ker delo enkrat na mesec stand-up, kjer delam nov materijal, zato da bi začel še malo več pisati, da se malo prestinam v to. No, ne prestinam, tudi čutim potrebo, potem ne treba komentirati stvari, ki se dogajajo v svetu, pa nas.
Se pravi, tukaj pripravljaš potem tudi nekaj novega, ne, v bistvu?
Vsak mesec bo nekaj novega, tam zastavil sem se 20 minut do pol ure novega materijala na dogodek, vsak mesec bo imel en stand-up večer v kavarni Union in ja, vse novo, treba kaj novi stvari napisati.
No, ma to se mi zdi, da je kar huda stvar, da vsak mesec nekaj novega napišeš, ne?
Dober tempo je, no? Ampak je pa za srečo se to, kaj nekaj stvari zgodi, da tudi če nimaš neke ideje, tako iz nekega vsakdanjega življenja, lahko aktualne stvari vzameš in jih komentiraš in tako da materijala je zdaj res toh in ogromen.
No,
in z našo vlado in z ameriško vlado in s tem, kar se dogaja po svetu, tako da za nas.
Ni težko najdeti material, točno to.
Ne.
Kako si z glasbo, Vid?
Ja, da vred jo poslušam, ja.
Ja, verjamem. Ampak tako, recimo, kaj če reč, koliko krat na dan ali pa se doska zatečeš k glasbi?
Jaz sem krenil z glasbo skozi. Veš, če pišem, imam zelo rad kakšno klasično glasbo, tako nekim malo kot ambijentu, malo odzadi, ker se vozim, rad poslušam. Nisem toliko nad radio navdušen, ne radi, sorry, toč, ampak
ni panike.
Tako da, ja, no. Je kar pomembno. Sloha, veš, če si s kakšno lušno punco in brez glasbe ne gre, zaradi tega, da ne sliš vseh bedarij, ki jih rečeš, ne.
Ja, najboljš, da greva potem kar na prve tri, ne.
Super, prvo ne bojo Guns N' Roses, ki so bili moj najljubši band, ki sem bil nekje v osnovni šoli. Potem pojemo še na Warren G pa Nate Regulate, ki so bil tudi pač, sem bil totalno obožavac, pa še zdaj raz poslušam to, kako če se vozim kam. Ta tretje pa zmelkal, zato, ker so cari.
It was a clear black night. A clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate.
16 in the and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody's turn. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. I laid all them busters down, I let my explode. Now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. Won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb.
Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G.
Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. The Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said, my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel.
G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level.
The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble.
Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm.
If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. You smoke like I smoke, then you like every day.
Zadeli smo filozofijo u čelo, našli smo bit, okroglo in debelo se je skrivala na otoku. Sredi oceana, sladoledom u roki. Vsa nasmejana, oh, bit ti nesrečna. Zakaj si se skrila? Ko te ni bilo, je svet zmeda prekrila. Ljudje levo, desno, brez glavo hitijo. Smisla in bistva si srčno želijo. Oh, bit, usmili se nas. In povej enkrat za vselej na glas. Kaj je smisel in namen, kako je treba živeti, da bomo srečni in zdravi od glave do pet. Smisel življenja je ležanje na plaži, z možgani na off in čivavo na straži. Visenje v mreži med dvemi drevesi, slalom v ravnini z rjevenimi kolesi. Smisel življenja je jahanje oblakov, pihanje v sonce in lomljenje korakov. Sanjanje parnika na modrem ogledalu, piknik z mravljico in luknja v sandalu. filozofijo u čelo. Našli smo bit, okroglo in debelo se je skrivala na otoku, sredi oceana, sladoledom u roki. Zana smejana, kasneje je priznala, da je že nekaj spila in da sta zari s tipom enega prej pokadila. Se eno se ni smedla in je še enkrat ponovila, modri na svet in plava na vodila. Smisel življenja je ležanje na plaži, z možgani na off in čivavo na straži. Visenje v mreži med dvemi drevesi, slalom v ravnini z rjevenimi kolesi. Smisel življenja je jahanje oblakov, pihanje v sonce in lomljenje korakov. Sanjanje parnika na modrem ogledalu, piknik s mravljico in luknja v sandalu. Smisel življenja je ležanje na plaži, žgani na off in čivavo na straži. Visenje v mreži med dvemi drevesi, slalom v ravnini z rjavenimi kolesi. Smisel življenja je jahanje oblakov, pihanje v sonce in lomljenje korakov. Sanjanje parnika na modrem pedalu, piknik s pravljico in luknjo v sandalu.
Torej, Vid Valič danes izbira glasbo za Radio 94. Že prej sva mičkim povedala, s kje dobivaš material za svoje nastope in da tega danes ni ravno težko dobiti. Ne? So pa verjetno pri stand-up komikih tudi šale pridejo enostavno sproti. Ne?
Ja, jaz se kar probam držati tega, da imam sem blokat sabo, pa če dobim kakšno idejo, da si zapišem. Zatega, ker ti znajo uiti te hudiški mehni. Se spomneš nečesa, pa se smejiš temu dva dni skupaj, pa greš nekaj drugega delati in se čez tri dni ne spomneš več, kva si se že režil. In je grozno. Tako da treba kar skozi biti dosleden in zapisati.
Pa se morda kdaj zgodi, da recimo, ko si na odru nekaj govoriš in v tistem trenutku dobiš neko foro, ki jo pa potem pa poveš, pa v bistvu izpade malo čudno. Kaj pa takrat?
Se tudi to zgodi takrat, pač lej. Takrat pokomentiraš to, da ok, tole pa niste kupili, ne, pa greš naprej. Ne.
Mm-hmm.
Pomembno je samo, da ljudem da imajo občutek, da imaš ti vse pod kontrolo. Ne. Ampak je pa smešno, da kukar je bilo tudi teh, ki niso šle čez, je bilo pa zelo veliko teh, ki pa so šle zelo dobro čez, ker sem se jih spomnil direkt gor na odru. In že zaradi tega, ker je pa ta potencial, ne nehaš tega delati. Kljub temu, da gre mogoče kakšna franže.
Pa bi lahko recimo določil, glede na to, da si bil že dosti okoli Slovenije, kje določene fore palijo?
Zdaj, moško-ženski odnosi bojo posod palili super. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
Zdaj, naprimer, kakšen semič, ki so bolj levo usmereni, ne, se bojo ful režali foram na Janša. Naprimer, v Novem mestu se foram na Janšo ne bojo toliko smejali, kot bi mogoče človek pričakoval. Pa imaš, ne vem, Primorska je da bez. Primorci so zelo kritično razmišljajoči, zelo se radi smejo. Štajerci isto, so Štajerci pustijo, da se malo zafrkavaš na Štajerce, ampak ne preveč. Ne preveč. Gorenci pridejo na nastop, ti pa že zmago, zato ker to pomeni, da se jim toliko šeš, da so bi pripravljeni plačati vstopnine.
Ja, sej, ne moramo porekati sploh, ne. Kaj ti je pa najbolj bolj pri srcu, da ne bom rekel najbolj, vodenje oddaje ali stand-up?
Oboje je svoj užitek, ampak stand-up mi je res stand-up, to je najbolj, zdaj v oddaji se zdaj že govorim tudi publiki v dvorani, ampak tudi naslavljam gledalce, gledalke, ki jih pač ne moreš videti, ne moreš takoj dobiti njihovega odziva. Pri stand-upu dobiš pa takoj še odziv in takoj veš, kje si, kakam si. In časih se ti zgodijo take lepe večeri, da se počutiš, kada je publika en tak ogromno morje ali pa val in ti imaš sam desko in sam skočeš gor in sam furaš tubico. Tako da stand-up je za enkrat še vedno moja prva ljubezen.
Zdaj pa, če ostanejo v bistvu še na odru, ampak malo na drugačen način, a se morda spomniš svojega prvega koncerta?
Jaz sem ful zgodaj že začel s temi nekimi povezovanji pa animacijami na teh študentskih odrih, ko so bili ta koncerti. Tako da, mislim, da je bil kršen, ta prvi je bil ta, no, da sem nekje delal. Pa sem se ene škicove tržnice, ki je Freddy Miller nastopil, pa je bil takrat še zelo sveši bil, tako kakšen let se je vedel za Freddy Millerja. In se meni zdaj tako, res, Freddy, jaz te pa bil. In potem je prišel gor in je čist prazno pred odrom. Je prišel gor in v manj kot petih minutah je bilo 400 pa 500 folka, pa to je bilo že čez dan, ne? To je bilo tam v dveh popovdne, ker še ni bilo toliko ljudi, ker so bili bolj po tih štantih, pa ker so te študentske ponudbe pa to raziskovali. Prišel Freddy Miller gor, pa pred prazno, razumeš, prazno pred odrom, v petih minutah je bilo 500 ljudi pred odrom in so vsi zarali, Freddy! In takrat sem videl, koliko je v bistvu ti res iskren v tem, kar dela, da ima tudi za hodobo toliko obožavalca. Vpraš me, kjer je moja prva predstava, ali po predstavah je se zelo veliko hodil, po koncertih sem premal.
Evo, kjer je tvoja prva predstava?
Od očeta je bila Razbojnik Rogovilaš, je oče igral Čarovnika, pa Polona Juh je igrala, pa Tedi je imel tudi eno vlogo tam noter, ne, moj. Pa tako in tisto se spomnim, da sem kot otrok gledal Španskih borcih, kot on domo tam in se navdušoval na tem, ker je bila res zelo neinteraktivna, zelo taka, kako bi rekel, znanstveno fantastična predstava, kjer so leteli predmeti okrog in meni kot otroko, takrat ni bilo jasno, kako to naredijo. No, sem pa videl, da so bili samo eni tema, pa da so eni črno oblečeni, ki pa to premikajo.
To je bilo zdaj čist prelahko vprašanje, kaj sem se sploh pustil?
Ja, ne v predstavah, le bom tako vse povedal.
Greva še na zadnji dve, ki si jih izbral za naš radio, vid.
Zadnji dve sta pa Forgot About Dre od Dr. Dreja, čisto sam zato, ker pač sem z repom se vedno poistovetal. Je še vedno z mano, kljub temu, da sem bil v srednji šoli najbolj podvržen tega, oziroma najbolj poslušal to glasbo. Ta zadnje sta pa Tenacious D, za tega, ker sta super band, ker imate čist drug pristop k glasbi in data toliko neke komedije noter v glasbo, ker pač jaz še nisem slišal nekaj druge.
No evo, takole še ti dve bomo zdaj poslušali. Vid Valič pa je danes izbiral glasbo za Radio 94. Vid, hvala za tvoj čas.
Upam, da vam bo všeč.
Ja, evo, jaz pa upam, da se še kaj vidimo tudi v naših koncih, ne?
A oziroma slišimo, ne? Ker na radio
in slišimo.
Ne moš veliko videti, ne?
Kaj pa veš, kaj bomo razvili? Vid, hvala ti pa.
Hvala.
Ja, uživaj še naprej, ne?
Za sedem, ja. Vi tudi pa uživite poslušanje moje glasbe. Ajde.
Same OG, but I've been low-key, hated on by most these niggas with no cheese, no deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys, no boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Got a crib with a studio and a saw full of tracks, to add to the wall full of plaques, hanging up in the office and back of my house like trophies. Did y'all think I'ma let my dough freeze? Hold please, you better bow down on both knees. Who you think taught you to smoke trees? Who you think brought you to ODs? Eazy-E's, Ice Cube and D.O.C.'s, the Snoop D.O.G.'s, and the group that said motherfuck the police. Gave you a tape full of dope beats to bump when you stroll through in your hood. And when your album sales wasn't doing too good, who's the doc that he told you to go see? Y'all better listen up closely. All you niggas that said that I turn pop or the fur flop, y'all are the reason that Dre ain't been getting no sleep. So fuck y'all, all of y'all. If y'all don't like me, blow me. Y'all are gonna keep fucking around with me and turn me back to the old me.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips, just a bunch of gibberish, and motherfuckers act like they forgot about trade. So what do you say to somebody you hate?
What?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? One of his off things in the blood of your way? Just study your tape of NWA. One day I was walking by with a Walkman on, when I caught a guy, give me an awkward eye.
You look,
strangled him off in the parking lot with a spark and eye. I don't give a fuck if it's dark or not. I'm harder than me trying to park a Dodge when I'm drunk as fuck, right next to a humongous truck in a two-car garage. Hopping out with two broken legs trying to walk it off. Fuck you too, bitch, call the cops. I'ma kill you and them loud-ass motherfucking barking dogs. And when the cops came through me and Dre stood next to a burned-down house with a can full of gas and a handful of matches, and still weren't found out.
Right here.
So from here on out, it's the Chronic 2. Starting today and tomorrow's anew.
in a Mercedes Benz with the windows up when the tip goes up to the mid-80s. Calling men ladies. Sorry, Doc, but I've been crazy. There's no way that you can save me. It's okay, go with him, Haley. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays, everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre.
If it was up to me, you motherfuckers stop coming up to me. With your hands out, looking up to me. Like you want something free. When my last CD was out, you wasn't bumping me. But now that I got slow company, everybody wanna come to me like it was some disease. But you won't get a crumb from me. Cause I'm from the streets of. I told them all. I don't know. Gangsters, who you think helped mold them all? Now you wanna run around talking about guns like I ain't got none. What you think I sold them all? Cause I stay well off. Now all I get is hate mail all day saying Dre fell off. What? Cause I've been in the lab with a pen in the pad trying to get this damn label off. I ain't having that. This is the millennium of aftermath. It ain't gonna be nothing after that. So give me one more platinum plaque and fuck rap. You can have it back. So where's all the mad rappers at? It's like a jungle in a habitat. But all you savage cats know that I was strapped with gats when you were cuddling a cabbage patch.
Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody wanna talk like they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. Just a bunch of gibberish. And motherfuckers act like they forgot about Dre. Nowadays everybody.
Well, it's 3 p.m. time to lug the gear. Got to get it on the stage. My muscles flex. My fucking sweat will save the day. When I check the mic, I fuck, I check the mic, I fuck, I check, a check, a 1, 2, 3, I plug it in, I make it sound as good as can be. Cause the rock is rock, but the road is roll. Gotta take the mic, I gotta take control. Gotta get that shit up on that fucking stage. Because the roadie knows what the roadie knows. And the roadie knows that he wears black clothes. And he hides off in the shadows off the stage. Because the roadie looks 1,000 miles with his eyes. And when the crowd roars, brings a teardrop to the roadie's eyes. Tears of pride, because it brought you the show. But you will never know. Let's go on. Then a beautiful girl come to me. She say, hey, can I suck on your dick? I say, yes, I am in love. And she quickly say, I suck your dick. And now give me that backstage pass. I do not want you, Rody. I want Cage's chode.
Oh! I'm standing at the threshold of your dream. Without me, there'd be no sound from those arms. Without me, there'd be no light on the stage. But you don't apply for me. No, I am the roadie.
Lonesome warrior searching for a soul.
Izbranih pet.